You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of McFog the Dog.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
It's after 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is, in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM, and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Palche. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hey, Dave, and hello, listeners. You are listening to kind of a bonus theme month episode of Revolution Rock. And granted, we know it's not February anymore. It is officially March, March the 2nd. But it's been kind of a strange year, to say the least. We had a leap year, kind of that extra day in February. We're not that far away from the end of that month. And I figured maybe we need a little bonus theme month. And, yeah, so the bonus for theme month is this, a special episode dedicated to the music of PAX.
Yeah, and in addition to the episode being dedicated to the music of PAX, we're going to play a few bands that are related to the band PAX. PAX have released 3 full-length albums in the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's been pretty incredible for that turnover. Helmed by Madeline Link, this has been an incredible Toronto-based group, and we actually had the privilege to talk to Maddie. We had a Zoom interview, and she was a really great and gracious interviewee who shared so much information with us. We're going to air that interview later on in the program and, of course, play all music that has been written or performed by Maddie in some degree or another.
Yeah, so if you don't know who PAX are, just listen to this episode because you're going to hear a lot of it.
This will be your PAX 101.
Yes, and hopefully you like what you hear, and you should like what you hear. And she mentioned, they're going to be going out on an East Coast tour and eventually coming around here. They've played Detroit a few times, so they'll probably be coming in this region again soon, maybe later this year. But we're going to get things started with the album that really got us into the band PAX. Although we heard Take the Cake, I don't think we paid too much, not that we didn't pay attention. We liked it and we did play it, but I think it was just crispy, crunchy, nothing. When we heard this one, we were just like, whoa, this is... This is amazing.
The guitar sound, the songwriting from Matty, just the complete compliment, including just being a great album in terms of its flow. It was a real eye-opener, and it became one of my favorite albums of 2023. And she followed up with another very great album that was released earlier this year, just in January, called Melt the Honey. In our interview, we're going to talk about all of her albums, we're going to talk about her writing process, kind of her history of making music, and much, much more, but we're going to be getting to that aspect a little bit later on in the program. For now, we're just going to play a selection of songs featuring from the three main studio albums released from her group, PAX, and as you said, Dave, starting with a track from Crispy Crunchy Nothing. This kind of goes with a theme we talk about where there's a lot of relation to food in the music of PAX, and we'll touch upon that as we air the interview, but this opening song, one of our favorite songs, one of our favorite things, it's titled Cheese, here on Revolution Rock.
Thank you.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM.
Just not me, all of you.
In the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm here with Dave. We're joined by Adam.
Dave, you got the giggles going on.
Yes, some might say I have divine giggling.
That's the name of a song. Kids, you're tuned into Revolution Rock, and this is our special where we're highlighting the music of Madeline Link and PAX. In fact, the entirety of the episode is going to be dedicated to music either from PAX or somewhat adjacent to the band. And this is coinciding with an interview we conducted with Maddie. And we're going to be airing that in just a little bit. We are going to call back the songs that we heard beforehand and just say, if this is your first time listening to PAX, hopefully you really enjoyed it. She is a fantastic singer-songwriter, and they are a great ensemble who put on great live performances. There is going to be a tour coming across the nation later on this year, so we're very excited, and hopefully they make their way to this part of the country. But with that said, though, Dave, we heard something from her latest release, Melt the Honey. What did we hear?
We heard the track Honey, which I guess is sort of a semi-title track to the album.
And you gotta love that organ. What an organ.
It was great. The instrumentation on each album is slightly different. But we should maybe talk a little bit about the musical styling of PAX. It's definitely got the alternative and indie sounds. There's been comparisons to bands like Pavement is one.
Sebado is another one.
Yeah. And then also, we talk about it a bit in the interview, but there's also been the slacker rock genre label thrown on, because that's what they call those bands. They call them slacker rock.
Yeah, which is so bizarre, because as I said to Maddie, you know, for being someone so prolific, I can't envision her being a slacker at all, because when you release three albums in just as many years, you know, that's a pedigree. And we're saying three albums, really. It was 4 years with three full-length albums, yeah. An EP,
a single, compilation.
A compilation.
There's a lot.
Not to mention touring and just doing everything under the sun. Wonderful stuff. You know, in addition to her musical pedigree, which actually stems from her father, who was in a band, she also is a very well-regarded artist. She has a residency that she accomplished in Mexico, where she was working with Paper Mache, which is really cool. And she actually has a background as a set designer as well for commercials. So a great visual element, I think, accompanies her works. So you really get this visceral sense when you're listening to her lyrics, painting a picture, which is great. I think she's a fantastic lyricist. And we do talk about this coming up in the interview. One of my favorite songs of hers is what we heard before, and was, I think, the first single I heard from 2023's Crispy Crunchy Nothing, the song Abalone.
Yeah, we heard that song, a very well-received track in the catalog, PAX catalog, from Crispy Crunchy Nothing.
The Packalog,
if you will. The Packalog.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that name.
Okay.
But
we'll workshop it.
Before that, we heard something from the first release that they put out, which is also quite well received. Take the Cake, we heard Silver Tongue, one of the later tracks on that album. And then part of that, we heard two more tracks, one from Melt the Honey and one from Crispy Crunchy Nothing. We heard HFCS, which stands for
High Fructose Corn Syrup.
And then we heard Cheese to start off the show from Crispy Crunchy Nothing.
You might be thinking, I'm hearing cake, I'm hearing cheese, I'm hearing corn syrup, I'm hearing honey. Is there a food relation to this? And yes, actually, food is a constant theme in Madeline Link's music. And we do address this in the interview. In addition to this, we do talk a little bit about her art background. What really drove her to creating PAX? And beyond that, just kind of where she's going now with her music. With that said, I think we're just going to play a song and then get right into the interview itself. We're going to actually hear something that's not a PAX original, but is actually a cover from one of our favorite groups, Ice Age.
Yeah, and I don't remember, was this last year that this came out?
I don't recall. I think it was 2022, or it may have been 2023 early on. I'll have to confirm the dates, but it is a great single and something I was not expecting to hear Maddie cover, and I'm really grateful for the fact that not only she did, but she did such a fantastic job with this one.
Yeah, it's covered Ice Age's Drink Rain, so we're going to start with that. Then we're going to hear some of the interview, we're going to hear some songs, and then the rest of the interview. And then we'll be back. So let's get to it. You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM, and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We're going to hear the song Drink Rain, originally by Ice Age, as done by Pax here on Revolution Rock.
Let's just jump in. Let's talk a little bit about the formation of Pax, because this was a project that started, I guess, as a solo effort, because originally you were doing some music with your sister, Eva, in a band called Triples. So I'm just kind of curious, how did we go from that group with your sister and going towards Pax?
Basically, I was drumming with my sister and just backing her up for all of the songs that she was writing, and some of the songs we were writing together, like while we were practicing, and we were having a lot of fun. But I was keeping on writing my own songs because I'd been writing music ever since I was in high school, and so I was liking my songs more and more, and I was like playing them live sometimes by myself. But I think maybe I'm kind of fuzzy on the timeline, but there's a certain point where like I would show a song to my sister and she'd be like, I don't know how I would play that. Like, I don't, like, our styles are so different. Even though we grew up in the same household, like, and our dad, you know, blasted us with the same music, we definitely developed like different tastes and styles. So she was just like, I don't think I can play these songs. And I was like, okay, I guess I have to play them myself then.
Because after you decided to take that step and start performing your own music, the Pax went from a solo project to a full band, because you now play with Shane, Noah, and Dexter. And I think it's the same lineup that you've been playing with since Take the Cake. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, so how did that come about? How did you get this collective of people to start playing with you? Was it a process where you had to like audition people, or was it just more organic than that?
No, I didn't audition anyone. I don't think I would have like the guts to do something like that. But basically, like, they just came to one of my solo shows one day. And after the show, they were like, because they're kind of like a package deal, all three of them. They were playing in their own band together at the time called Lover's Touch from BC. They all grew up together in BC, and then they came to Toronto together. And yeah, so it was kind of like all three of them came to the show. Maybe while they were watching the show, they were all like, let's see if she wants us to be her backing band. And then after the show, they're like, we'd love to be your backing band. And I was like, okay, let's have a practice. And then we've never not had a practice together.
I was reading a few interviews when I'm trying to come up with questions, and it said a lot, like when PAX was starting out, a lot of the stuff was just traded like back and forth through like Google Drive or something, and then they would just add stuff on top. Maybe you can talk about like maybe how the songwriting, kind of putting songs together, has changed since that stage to now.
Well, that was only for the pandemic that we did that. Before that, I wrote the songs like at my desk and then brought them to the guys at practice, and then they just like, we just started playing the song and they made up parts. So that was really fun. You know, the Google Drive thing was just like a solution. It was okay, but you know, it was fun for Take the Cake because it was that sort of vibe again, where I showed them the songs at practices and then they just like did what they wanted at the practice. The only thing was, it was